You're listening to SBS News. During the 1940s, Cowra was a military town, hosting a range of facilities, including a military training camp, a munitions factory, and a prisoner of war camp. Spread over more than 30 hectares, the POW camp housed more than 4,000 prisoners from Japan, Germany, Italy, Indonesia, and Korea. On August 5, 1944, more than 1,100 Japanese POWs decided to stage a mass breakout. Historian Dr. Tom Rogers from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra says the Cowra breakout has both historical and contemporary significance.
It's the largest breakout of a prison camp during the war. And it's also the site now, after the breakout, it's also the site of the only Japanese military cemetery outside of Japan. So it's significant even for just those two reasons.
Cowra resident Graham Apthorpe has written two books on the Cowra breakout and is chair of the town's 75th anniversary committee.
The version that we've had over many, many years is that the Japanese in Compound B was overcrowded. There were 1,104 Japanese there, and the Australian authorities recognised this as becoming overcrowding people is not good, so they decided to move 700 of those out to another camp further west at the town of Hay. Now, that announcement was made quite quickly. It was done to the three Japanese leaders of that particular compound, and they objected to that, and it supposedly became a trigger. You know, you're breaking up our family. It became a trigger to riot and to break out.
Dr. Tom Rogers says the Japanese prisoners in particular hated being in detention.
There was a certain sort of sullen air to the Japanese prisoners, it appeared, to the Australians guarding them in the days leading up to the events. My understanding is that there were certain rumours, but that they hadn't been really taken seriously by the Australian guards, because the Japanese prisoners had never been happy prisoners, if you like. They'd always been kind of sullen because they felt a deep shame that they'd been captured by the enemy. And so they were quite different to, say, the Italian prisoners. There were a large number of Italian prisoners also at Cowra who were more or less content to be prisoners, sit out the war and work on local farms and things like that.
About 2 a.m. on August 5th, 1944, a Japanese prisoner ran shouting to the camp's gates. Soon afterwards, a Japanese bugle sounded, and the prisoners, armed with makeshift weapons like knives and baseball bats, started trying to break through the wire. Privates Ben Hardy and Ralph Jones manned one of the perimeter machine guns and began firing at the POWs, but Dr. Tom Rogers says they were both outnumbered.
Privates Ben Hardy and Ralph Jones ran to a machine gun and started firing at the prisoners who were breaking out, but they were overpowered by the prisoners and clubbed and stabbed to death using makeshift weapons such as kitchen knives, baseball bats and that sort of thing. But Private Ben Hardy managed to disable the machine gun so that it couldn't be turned against the Australian soldiers. And so for their actions on that night, during which they were killed, after quite a bit of lobbying, those two soldiers posthumously received the George Cross, which is the highest non-combat decoration that can be awarded.
A total of 359 POWs escaped in what became the largest prisoner breakout of World War II. 231 Japanese prisoners were killed, along with four Australian soldiers. Graham Apthorpe says the breakout might have been avoided had the Australian captors been more understanding of their enemy.
Yes, the Australians were dealing with an enemy, but they really didn't understand that enemy very well. Australia wasn't very much in tune with Asian people at that stage, particularly with Japan, and probably having an understanding that if things had been handled a little bit better, that disaster probably would not have happened.
Dr. Tom Rogers from the Australian War Memorial says Japanese survivors have told how the prospect of being separated from each other caused enormous anguish and was a catalyst for the mass escape.
One thing that the Japanese who survived it talked about later was that they couldn't stand the idea of being separated, the privates and the non-commissioned officers. The non-commissioned officers were looked up to as sort of older brothers, and so to split them apart like that was seen to be unthinkable. And so Given that they'd been in the camp for some time, the Australians perhaps could have been a bit more aware of that relationship that they had. And there's some evidence that the Australians did understand that, that the Japanese had that sort of military culture. And so perhaps splitting them up along lines of rank was not a great idea.
Cowra is hosting a range of commemorations for the 75th anniversary, with events being held from the 2nd to the 5th of August. Greg Dyett, SBS News.